And good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Wing Radio AM 1180, proud to be part of Freedom Fair 2016. Bill Ogden along with Mike, I almost called you Mike McCluskey. That would have been actually a pretty decent name for the radio.
You would have insulted two of us, but other than
same
that.
Time. Anyway, Mike Franco is with us. Bob McCluskey's here, and John Burton, our engineer's here, and we're having a great time. As I think the crowd's starting to build a little bit as people start to make their way, getting up and getting out. When we came down here early this morning around 8:30 or so, I noticed that, a little sleepy. The weekend following, basically falling on a 3-day or so to speak, people kind of did a little celebrating last night, and I noticed that there were people kind of moving at a little slower pace. There was some kind of a run, some kind of a marathon or something like that going on early this morning, I noticed. And had we known, and I know that nobody told us about it, but I know you and I would have been there in our...
Yeah, we rarely
miss those kinds
those
of things,
runs,
those opportunities.
Right. Matter of fact, I just saw you run to the
I did. That's as fast as you're going to see me move.
That was the 0.05K.
That was exactly what I wanted. I was scared because they put a car between us and the porta potty, and I thought they had moved it. I thought, oh no, what's going on? Okay, enough of this kind of talk, and let's move on to what's going on here at the Freedom Fair. We've talked about getting here, and I think we need to do that once again. It's a real simple kind of a thing. You can ride for free on Pierce Transit from two locations, convenient for anyone that lives in the Tacoma Pierce County area. One of them at the Tacoma Dome Station. That's at 623 Puyallup Avenue. The buses run every 30 minutes, and they drop you off at 30th and McCarver, and they'll take you and pick you up there and take you back to your destination. The other spot, TCC, plenty of parking there, and you can just drop your car off there, get on the bus, and be down here in a matter of minutes and enjoy everything that goes on. There's no set schedule. Now, we do have the air show that starts at 1 o'clock, so if that's something that you want to take in, you'll obviously want to be here by noon or so. Still have plenty of time to do that. We've got the fireworks show tonight, and that's a whole different kind of thing, and we'll talk about that. There's certain entertainment events that we're going to be talking about that you'll want to get down here for. So basically, all you have to do is figure out what it is you want to see specifically. Get on either of those two locations as far as Pierce Transit is concerned and the bus, and you'll be here.
Easy cheesy, as they say. I want to assure everybody it's absolutely pleasant. The only difference I've noticed is there's more of us wearing long pants than shorts than last year. And last year was... scorching hot down here, as you
recall. In some cases, that's a good thing.
But in general, it's very pleasant. So don't let the clouds bother you. Don't let she's telling her kids to be quiet.
Look, no,
come
you don't
on,
have to
this
be quiet.
Live radio. You can make all the noise you want.
That's right. There you go.
I know that. They have a cute family
down here having a good time. They're here with their backpacks. And that points out exactly what this event is all about. It's great for kids. It's great. Now here comes a man walking his dog with his wife. It's great for couples and their animals and their kids and their nephews and all the relatives and all your friends. It's just a great family event.
And it seems I've noticed this.
Yes,
the last
what have you
few
noticed?
Years when you come here, people don't dress up as much, but almost everybody's dog has something. You know, has a little kerchief around their neck.
That's right.
Some of them have a little vest on.
Part of the family. And in many cases, they are maybe the most, the focal point of the family.
Or the best dressed.
That's exactly right. And I love it. Being an animal person, I love seeing the animals and the dogs. And we've met some great ones. We've met some great little kids and great families. So that's what it's all about. It's Freedom Fair 2016. It's been around for, a long, long time. Clay Radio has been part of it for the last 20 years, and we're delighted to be part of it once again. We're located, our broadcast booth here is located right on the Les Davis Pier. You'll see us as you drive up, or not so much drive up, but as you arrive and walk toward the pier. And I think we have a little interview at this point in time, do we not there, Mr. Mike?
Yes, we're going to be back in a few minutes and talk more about the activities, the schedule, the plans for the rest of the day. first, we had a chance the other day to talk to Michael Dayton of the Dayton Company, and we're going to share that with you right now, one of our good sponsors who makes Play Radio and the Freedom Fair happen.
Tacoma's Freedom Fair. Everything you remember about the 4th of July and more. Good food, cold beverages, arts and crafts, cruise and car show, kids fun zone, and seven stages of live music.
Hi, this is Bill Ogden inviting you to join me and Mike Franco on 1180 AM or stop by Les Davis Pier for the air show action. The fireworks, synchronized music, and all the fun of Tacoma's Freedom Fair on the 4th. Check out freedomfair.com and be sure to thank our fine community minor sponsors.
The Freedom Foundation.
Pierce College.
Freight House Station.
The Machinists Union, District 751.
Pacific Grill.
Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range.
Bruce Denmeyer for Pierce County Executive.
Eagle Tire and Automotive.
G. Donaldson's.
Goodwill.
Fleet Feet Tacoma.
DeLong's Deluxe.
Ted Brown Music.
The Melting Pot Restaurant and the Tacoma Events Commission.
Welcome to Clay Radio 1180 AM. I am Mike Franco, and I have with me today Michael Dayton of the Dayton Company. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael, you run a company that you're a benefit consulting firm, and you work with both employers and I would assume employees at some level. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, in general, the services you provide and the business you're in?
Sure. So the Dayton Company is an employee benefit consulting firm, like you said. We work with companies of all sizes and industry to help them with their employee benefit strategy, their employee communication, their education, their HR admin and compliance responsibility. Even though we work with business owners for the most part or the executive groups, it's really focused on how to help the employee. And employers want to provide the best benefits they can. And employee success and productivity relies heavily on those benefit packages. We see our role more as a teacher than anything else, though. We work with businesses to design great benefits, but then we work with the individual employees to help them appreciate and understand how those benefits work for them. The biggest impact we see, though, is when employees participate in our financial wellness program.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I spent 35 years at that great big airplane company up the road, and things changed a lot in that time, and certainly public perception. Benefits was something that years ago people kind of took for granted and, frankly, in some cases barely paid attention to. Now, at big companies, when there's labor negotiations, quite often benefits become more of an issue than pay scale and payroll. Do you find over the years you've been in the business, do you think people are more sensitive and at least more aware of the importance of their benefit package?
Absolutely. I do think there's greater awareness of the value of the benefits themselves and the impact those actually make in the lives of the employees.
We talk about financial wellness. I happen to be 64 years old, and I'm very, very aware of what that means. When you work with companies, and you work primarily with companies, and I assume some of the companies you work with are medium-sized, some may be fairly small, you kind of have to straddle things, don't you? You have to weigh, okay, what's good for the company, and at the same time, you want to make sure that the company is doing what's of good value for the employee. You have to balance that as a consultant?
Well, absolutely. Budgets are always an issue. It is a balancing act between what you can afford to do and what you want to do, which is why we kind of focus on a core of really critical benefits that impact the employee's lives the most, and some of those specifically that not only make the biggest difference, but are really only available through the employer space. So employers are in a unique position to provide these benefits to their employees.
So give me an example of the kinds of obviously when you say benefits, some of us, we immediately think of, okay, health insurance. But why don't you talk about maybe broadly, what are the benefit elements that that you find are of prime importance and value to employees and employers?
Well, financial wellness is kind of the core of what we do because it's a holistic, big-picture look at everything. But to me, benefits really start with income protection. So mm-hmm. I'm talking about ensuring your paycheck there, making sure the money keeps coming in if you get sick or injured. Nothing in life really works without a paycheck.
Right.
But most of the people don't think anything's going to happen to them. Statistics show otherwise, though. There's 24 million Americans out there living with disability, and the average length of a disability these days is about 3 years.
Wow.
So if you have a three-year emergency fund, that's great, but statistics also show that Americans are living more paycheck to paycheck and can't even cover a $1,000 emergency expense without borrowing money. So, again, employers are kind of in a unique position to help here. Group disability insurance is much less expensive than buying it on your own. And so we just ask that the employer make it available. It's up to us to help the people understand the value of it, but that's kind of where it starts.
Do you think, in your dealings with employers, and I'm probably, my perspective obviously is probably the other side of the table, not even as an employer, but as a former employee, do you get the feeling, when you talk to employers, people who manage these companies, do you have a fairly easy time convincing them of the value of this offering? In other words, what's important to an employer is that is things like, you know, attrition and things like that, having employees stick around. And do you think the value of your service is fairly well recognized?
Well, there is a big disconnect between what employers believe employees want or value and what employees say they want and value. Uh-huh. And our job is really to kind of bring those two together. And we do that by asking them some very probing questions, and we kind of sit back and let them tell us what they'd like to do. And we just kind of tack the conversation from a different perspective than what we typically would have done maybe 10 years ago.
So a big part of what you do is obviously your direct customer may be the employer, but quite often you end up talking or communicating to employee groups as well as part of that?
That's a big part of what we do.
Ah, okay. Well, Michael, I appreciate the conversation, and I appreciate what you do. And, yeah, you're right. It's one of those things nobody paid a lot of attention to. It's always been important, but nobody paid a lot of attention to decades ago, and I think it's become more and more important in this day and age, especially for medium and small-sized businesses. I want to thank you for being with us and for being a good sponsor of Clay Radio, and look forward to talking to you again sometime. Michael Dayton, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Was Michael Dayton of the Dayton Company. You're listening to Clay Radio, 1180 AM. I'm Mike Franco.
Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand.
And welcome back, everybody. Mike Franco, Bill Ogden, and the crew here from Clay Radio AM 1180 Freedom Fair 2016. It is once again our pleasure to be part of all of this, and we're going to have a very special person come by and talk with us in a matter of moments. She's on her way, Jeannie Naccarato, who was married to Stan for many years, and so she's going to be here in a second. And the reason that's important, number one, having Jeannie on the air is always important, but the reality is, and the fact of the matter is, that a very special thing is happening with the fireworks show tonight, and it's kind of in honor. It isn't kind of. It is in honor of Stan the man, Stan Naccarato, who, as all of you know by now, we lost a couple of 3 weeks ago, and an absolute iconic figure in Tacoma and Pierce County. He was a big part of this event. We think of him in terms of the Tacoma Dome. He helped spearhead that, and of course he saved, along with your father-in-law, Clay Huntington, and many others, Tacoma baseball. And he was involved in a lot of other things, athletics and businesses and those kinds of things. But he was a big deal here. And in the early years, I can remember working for another radio station one day when it was just raining cats and dogs. It was in the early formative years of this event, and we remember Doug Miller, who was one of the founding guys there, put this whole thing together. Stan brought down one of the unlimited hydroplanes, and he put it out here in Commencement Bay. It was raining like crazy. The weather was horrible, and Stan, being the trooper that he is, he said, "I don't care. We're going to put that boat out there. It's going to go out there." And by golly, it did. It did a couple little things out there, and then it came back in. So Stan did so many different things and so many great things for Pierce County and Tacoma, and he was a big part of this event. And he was the announcer for so many years for the fireworks show. So tonight is being dedicated in his honor, and we're going to be talking with Jeannie about that.
And you don't replace guys like that.
No.
In every community, you can go to Seattle, you can go to small towns, every community in their history has had certain figures, I won't say bigger than life, but key guys. I always laugh when said Stan was a big part of this or a big part of that. I always laugh when I hear that because I don't think Stan was ever a small part of anything.
It
was a big part.
It wasn't in his nature, no.
But when we talk about, I'm going to preach a little bit, when I talk about get involved in the community, volunteer, get involved in organizations like the Events Commission and Freedom Fair and so on. These iconic guys that are literally a big part of history here, as they unfortunately get older and leave us, we need to replace those people.
Yep.
And you can't replace them by individuals, but all of us need to pick the ball up. The only thing that would really be ultimately sad is if some of these events faded, and people like Stan never let that happen, and
never.
We all need to make sure that we continue that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as we kind of remember Stan again, and again tonight, that fireworks show is going to be in his memory. We want to take a second and again mention our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be here, and we would certainly be disappointed if that were the case. So the Dayton Company, we just heard from the fine folks at the Dayton Company in a nice little interview, Patricia and Company. Cloverleaf, Bruce Dammeyer for Pierce County Executive, Southbound Credit Union, Alderbrook Resort, Clover Park Technical College, the law offices of David Buffalini, and the Ram Restaurant and Brewery, just a few of the great sponsors that are helping us out and kind of stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, we want to be part of this. So we thank them, and we hope that you'll get out and support and say thank you too for their support. Again, live from beautiful Commencement Bay. You know, it's a little bit overcast, but the sun's supposed to come out a little bit later on, so it's very comfortable. It's a very pleasant day. We see a few people in sweatshirts and so on. It's not necessarily at this point, although there are people who are in Bermuda shorts and some of them in the tank tops and saying, I don't care what the weather is, we're going to dress for summer. And so that's what they're doing.
And some of us, Bill, quite frankly, we're better off with our legs covered anyway. I'm not
pointing
any, you in that. No. I'm
pointing
talking
any
about
fingers. Thank you.
Myself.
Thank you very much. Yes. I would totally agree. I'm not sure where that all came from, but nonetheless, that is a truism. The air show gets underway at 1 o'clock, at which point you and I will kind of step aside, and our day will pretty much be done as broadcasters anyway. But
Clay 1180 will bring
here
you
all day long,
all the narration and all the information, all the planes and so on. So you know what's going on, and so we want you to stay with us. And then, of course, later in the day, the same with the fireworks show.
Yep. And, again, we want to point out to all of you that the way to get down here, and I would assume, because I'm looking at, the crowd's starting to build a little bit. It's not bad. Still can move along without any problem. But they're all hopping on to the Pierce County Transit, Pierce Transit, and they're doing it either at Tacoma Community College, the parking lot there. You can certainly drop your car there, get on the bus, get down here. They'll drop you off at, was that one of those airplanes for the air show that I heard?
It better be, because if he's...
he's flying a little low.
If it's Alaska Airlines heading for SeaTac...
we're in trouble.
We'll get Clarence flywheel at the helm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I also saw, you didn't see it because your back was turned, but I saw the Goodyear blimp. It was out
really?
Over here. I did, yeah. It looked great. It looked great. And out on Commencement Bay, we're seeing a few boats. I see a beautiful sailboat out there and some cruisers and people just kind of starting to come together for the big air show at 1 o'clock. You still have time to get down here. Again, the best way to do it, Pierce Transit, again, TCC, and then the area down by the Tacoma Dome Transit Center at 623 Puyallup Avenue. Plenty of free parking. You can ride the bus for nothing. Not only can you do that to get here, but also all day long, you can ride Pierce Transit at no charge. So that's their gift to the community for this 4th of July.
Bill, I just wanted to mention a couple of our sponsors, and we're going to be mentioning them throughout the day. And they are the ones who help bring us here, but also ultimately help bring Freedom Fair, help make that happen. David Buffalini, 38 years experience. He's the guy to call. Now, if you trip over your own rake, I don't know if he can help you, but
I've done that.
He's been in business a long time. Law offices of David Buffalini, and he's very, very good, loyal sponsor of Clay Radio. The Ram Restaurant and Brewery that we all love. We all love.
Yep.
Who doesn't love the Ram?
Had a great lunch there, a week ago Friday.
Well, but a lot of that was great because you're with me.
Oh, boy, he must want something, folks. I can tell. He's going to want something.
Freight House Station, one of my favorite places. Great food there, great proximity to the light rail, the Sounder train, and all of that down by the Dome. And Tacoma Community College has been a good sponsor. And we like Tacoma Community College. They do good work around here, and periodically we have their educators on with us on Clay Radio, and they're important to us as well. So those are just a few of our good sponsors.
Not only are they important to us, but they have educated thousands, tens of thousands of people around the community. A lot of people have been able to move on and do their 4-year degree as a result of having gone through TCC. What's got going on? Looks like
Bill,
you got something going on.
Yeah, we're going to have one of our friends, a guy that not too long ago I didn't even know, and now I feel like he's a close friend, Gary Grape, who is director, I believe. I always get these titles wrong. He might be Generalissimo, for all I know, of Tacoma
Events. I just call him the Grand Poobah.
Yeah, Grand Poobah. The Tacoma Events Commission, big, 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 big part of this event, and we talk constantly about the challenges, the need for volunteers, the need for support. So he's going to be telling us about the events of the rest of the day. And when he gets here, and I'm told it'll be just a few minutes,
okay,
we're going to talk to Gary and hear from him.
Absolutely. Gary does great work, as you mentioned, and looking forward to finding out exactly what's happening and how he's doing with his volunteers. And, you know, no sooner do they get done. I mean, basically, as we heard the nice lady that is we call her the Queen of the Pier.
The Queen of the Pier.
She said, we start working on this thing the next day on July 5th, and so we'll find out from Gary what's going on. Also, we're waiting for Jeannie Nakarada to make an appearance and come and talk with us, too. And, of course, Jeannie, the wife of Stan Nakarada. Air show. Let's talk about that for a second while we're waiting for Gary. That's going to happen at 1 o'clock. A big, big part of that. That's one of the things that people love to come down to the waterfront for and for the Freedom Fair. And you still have time. You can get on the bus at either Tacoma Community College, or you can do it right at the Dome Station, which is 623 Puyallup Avenue. It's free. They'll drop you off right at McCarver Avenue, 30th and McCarver. And so anyway, you've got time to do it, and we hope you will do just that. So anyway, we've got all kinds of people here that all of a sudden we have our guests have arrived, and we're going to sit her down here. You know,
I'm going to have Bill talk to you, but this is the first guest today that I've actually been able to kiss without getting smacked, and she may smack me later.
And rightfully so. I'm thinking so. We're talking about Jeannie Nakarada, a great friend of mine, and we are just delighted to have You got lost. They sent you to the wrong place. How come?
I asked the volunteer, and I said, "Are you sure it's that way?" I was just hanging out.
And she didn't. Well, we're kind of inconspicuous.
You
notice the nicely appointed little canopy with it's got a little Bisqueen duct tape together to a couple of iron poles, and this is as good as it gets. Welcome. You've had a tough time, but you know what? This event is going to help honor and talk a little bit about Stan Nacarado, your husband. And I said earlier, I don't know if you listened, but I said I knew Stan from the time I was a teenage kid, okay, like about 14, 15 years old. And I worked for him at the ballpark. And I remember a couple of things. Number one, family was probably number one. Okay?
Absolutely.
I would say baseball was pretty darn important to him. Tacoma and fireworks. Would that be accurate?
And the Boys and Girls Club and the Tacoma.
Yeah, a lot of it, the list goes on and on and on. But if we had to name four of them for these purposes.
Right.
And tonight what they're doing is tonight they're going to honor Stan with the fireworks show. And for many, many years, Stan was the MC, the voice, the PA guy for the fireworks show.
That's right, the oohs and the ahs.
The oohs and the ahs. And he used to always, I remember at Cheney Stadium, he used to say, "Look to the sky," and there it was. And
that's right.
And that was one of the things. So, yeah. So what's this mean in terms of to you? As you know, it's been pretty fresh still.
It is. It's hard. Everywhere I go, I don't think anyone will ever forget Stan because there's too much of Tacoma that reminds people of him, and it reminds me every day. It's like I said, when I drive by the Tacoma Dome or Cheney Stadium, or my girlfriend Margie and I just walked from the Firefighters Memorial, and the Boys and Girls Club and the TAC. Every day someone always acknowledges Stan to me.
Absolutely.
And it gives me such a good feeling. It gives me a good feeling of peace because he would just love it.
Yeah.
He just loved Tacoma.
Yeah, he did. He did all his life, absolutely. And I have to believe he's looking down on this right now and saying, "Well, great day. It's going good. It's good. The fireworks show and he loved he loved his fireworks and he loved the people. He loved the people of Tacoma.
Yeah. I didn't get him down here last year. That's probably the first year I couldn't get him down here because last summer he had a little struggle.
Right.
But this year, all the other years he's been down here, and this year at the Rainiers, he got to the opener. His son Steve brought him, and I came a little bit later.
Okay.
And last night they had a great fireworks show at Cheney Stadium. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That
was always the big, we always had at Cheney Stadium, they always had the fireworks show on the day before because of this.
That's right.
And it was arguably, it was as almost as big, if not bigger in many ways, than this. They packed the place. Mm-hmm. They packed the place.
And they were pretty packed last night. But too bad the Rainiers didn't win. They had a bad.
They had a bad night. I want to share a memory that I have with Stan, and you may have actually seen this. And on the program on the years that I was working for Stan and Clay, the Uncle Stan.
I love that.
He was decked out as Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm. And he came out there in this, in the outfit, full Uncle Sam regalia. He was spectacular. Yeah. And he ate it up. Let's face it, Stan liked the limelight, right? I mean, he wasn't shy about it.
No, he didn't. He liked to be here.
And it was so much fun. People loved it. And, he dedicated, one of the rockets that went up.
Oh, yeah.
He would dedicate it to certain people and point that out. But it was just absolutely fabulous.
That's one of my favorite pictures.
I love that, too. And I've got actually a copy of that. I've got that program at home, and I remember.
Well, if you ever lose it, I have plenty of them.
Yeah, from that. So, you're a lot of people, of course, they are very familiar with you because of your bowling accolades, and you're a Hall of Famer. I was telling Mike Franco that arguably you're one of the best that's ever been in the game, and you're one of the owners of Tower Lane. So how are things going? Are we going to have leagues and stuff and everything going on this
Oh, absolutely. It's been going pretty well, today is the first time that we've ever closed on the 4th of July.
I heard that.
Closed.
I won't be able to go up and practice.
No, you're not bowling league tonight.
No.
That's probably one of the reasons
why we're not.
But it's a family day.
Yeah.
And it's okay. But we've been pretty busy. We have Kids Bowl Free all summer long, that program. And we've been, a lot of open play, a lot of families coming in.
Yep.
Even when the weather's been nice, we've been steady busy.
It's a great location, and I think I shared with you when I first got back into bowling. I remember that call. We'd seen you bowl down in Reno,
right.
And I called and I said, Jeannie, I want to get back into bowling. Well, come on out, Bill, and you introduced me to Stan Lee, and he drilled a bowling ball and so on. But I actually started bowling at Tower Lanes back in 1957. And
the year I was born, and that's when the bowling center opened.
You told me that, yeah. A guy named Des Isaacson owned it, and we bowled junior leagues there, and my parents bowled there, and so on. So it's been there for a long, long time. Great location. You've got a great restaurant. You do great events, and you're the lady that gets all that stuff going, too. You work hard at it, and if you want to do a special event, if you've got a business or you've got an organization that wants to do a party or a graduation, that kind of a thing, that's the place to do it. So, Jeannie, I'm really glad you stopped by, and this has got to be a little bit of a bittersweet day for you, but nonetheless, it's going to be a great day in the memory of Stan tonight. That's just going to be. Are you going to come down for the fireworks?
I'll probably watch them where Stan and I've been watching them from our rooftop.
Yeah, they've got a great spot.
So, Jeannie, we all know you and love you on many different levels, and I just want you to know none of us will ever judge you simply based on the quality of Bill Ogden's bowling. Oh. I want you to know we will not hold you responsible for that.
Thank you. That means the world to
thank
me.
You. That's what I get. Thank you.
That means she needs some more lessons.
Thank you. She's the only lady that makes me wear a shirt when I bowl in public that says, I've never taken a lesson from Jeannie Nacarado the back. You know what I mean? One of the great bowlers and a great friend of mine. I idolize this woman on a lot of levels and just a sweetheart of a woman. So enjoy as best you can the day, and thank you for dropping by and being part of this. All right.
We'll see you at the lanes. Okay.
There you got it.
Thanks, guys.
I'll be better than I was last week. We won't talk about that.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Jeannie Nacarado, and a delight to have her on our Clay Radio microphone, AM 1180, as we kind of hang out and have a great time, talk to people from all walks of life here at the Freedom Fair. You know, something that I want to mention to you, because you might be interested in this. This is the Armed Forces Hot Dog Eating Contest, and it comes about two times, 12:30 and 3 o'clock, a classic 4th of July old-fashioned hot dog eating contest to celebrate the U.S. Armed Forces at Camp Patriot on the America Be Strong stage at Tacoma Freedom Fair. And you'll find that, incidentally, all these stages and all of these events, whether they're musical performances, the car show, the kids' zone, the pole vaulting, we could tell you where they're located, but basically, once you get down here, you're going to find them. They're in close proximity to each other. So anyway, that's 12:30 and 3 o'clock, the Armed Forces Hot Dog Eating Contest. I wanted to mention that because I know there's got to be a multitude of people who are interested in doing that, right?
Oh, I think it's.
What's the 4th of July without?
And when I think of military preparedness and security, I think of hot dog eating. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. With our apologies to the armed forces, young man, you have a. You have what are we doing? Come sit down. Would you mind?
Well, I'm just down here at Pirate's Landing, down here in Tacoma. And I'm just handing out some beads, trying to brighten some kids' days, some people's days here on Independence Day. You know, that's what it's all about, making people happy.
What's your name?
Joshua.
Joshua, and what is Pirate's Landing?
Pirate's Landing is down here. It's like a vending shop. We serve ice cream, milkshakes, hamburgers, hot dogs, you know. And we enjoy people.
All right. So you're part of this big event, and you're out, and you've got little beads that... I kind of relate to, oh, that's good. Is this a good look? Is this a good look? Can you snap that, John?
Yeah. Just because you have beads on does not mean we want you to pull your shirt off.
Joshua, good to talk with you, and thanks for doing that. Good luck. Do a little business here today and enjoy the day.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you. Thanks for coming by. All right, you too. Thank you. They're nice, man. Gee, look at that. This place is filled with great people, and definitely the.
You know, those beads you're wearing have computer chips in them, and they're going to trace you for the rest of your life. So, Gary Grape is actually almost with us. He's on the phone. He's probably got 47 phone calls.
Oh, there he is.
He's pointing at
well, yeah,
this is the way it is. This is his day. This is
he's a busy man. But let's tell you that that Gary Grape is going to be brought to you by Fence Specialist, Muckleshoot Casino. Dana Rankine, Dana Rankine will get it right. Allstate Insurance. We thank you, Dana, for your sponsorship. Eagle Tire and Automotive, Pierce College, Fleet Feet Tacoma Community College, and Goodwill. And hiya, Gary Grape.
Well, you talk fast.
Well, you know, I used to be an auctioneer. I don't talk intelligently, but I can talk fast.
Sounds pretty good to me. Hey, thanks for coming down again this year, you guys. This is great.
So I have a general question. We've talked to you several times now and about preparing and everything. So now we're a couple hours into this, and I know you're going to start laughing because you feel like you're a lifetime into this already, but it is just past 11:30. How are things going? Did the volunteers show up? Any catastrophes so far?
No.
What kind of a question is that?
I guess it's pretty good planning on all of our part because it's no major hiccups today. We always have the typical somebody set in their vendor application they need 20 amps of power, and when they get down here they realize they need 40, and you only have 10 or whatever. So those little things, but our electricians are like magicians. They just make it happen for us. So nothing really. Everything's just going. All we're waiting for now is this little cloud cover to blow off, so it kind of warms up a little bit more.
And it's supposed to do that. Yeah, I think it'll do it.
Gary, I talk a lot to periodically younger people, education. They want to get into this, get into that. I encourage people, because I know how important it is to you, especially young kids, get involved in your volunteer program. This is a great way to get involved in what it takes to put on events and grow. And it is a unique talent. I know you're director of the Tacoma Events Commission, but you always need good, energetic people coming up to help out.
Yeah, we do. You know, the event planning industry, and this certainly, and Mike, you know that I worked for the county for 30 years and built and maintained roads, so this was not my forte, but I got involved in it 16 years ago. And I've learned a lot and grown a lot in the last 6 years about this organization. But a lot of college kids now are taking event planning classes. They're going into this vocation. And so I encourage anybody that's going to college that wants to be an event planner, event producer, a promoter, whatever. We take on interns all year round. All kinds, you know, we do everything from stamping envelopes to mailing out vendor apps to doing database entry and help me with the advertising and the marketing and a lot of promotion going on. So it's a wonderful opportunity for kids to get involved. Fortunately, a lot of the guys my age and wives too, or ladies, they like to volunteer. So we do get a pretty good cross section of us elder seniors here coming down to help too. So it's a wonderful day for everybody to get a chance to do something different than they do year round. So it's a fun deal.
So this is an opportunity for you again to talk to the folks out there. I've already told everybody who's not coming that I expect them to come down here and tell me why they're not coming. But what do you have to say? Is there any particular message?
The message is this is for you, Tacoma. This is for the Tacoma residents in the suburbs. Just come on down. We've got everything from face painters to balloon guys that twist up balloons, and we've got an air show. It's going to be starting at 1:30, goes to 3:30. Some of the finest acrobatic acts in the country. We've got food, everything from curly fries to hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it, we got it. We got a fantastic fireworks show at 10:10 tonight. We've got 7 live music stages going on. We've got, the Ram stage is going to have the Blues Brothers on this afternoon. Lots of great talent. We got a kids stage called, Puget Sound Youth, P Puget Sound Music for Youth Association. Matter of fact, I invited the director of that organization down to do an interview with you, so hopefully he comes down. So we've got a cross-section of music genres. There's something for everybody to do down here, so come on down.
So that sounds like it cost a lot of money to put this on, Gary, which brings us to the how do we fund this thing?
Just get your checkbook out.
Yeah. Well, with me, that would be a little sparse, but there is a way people can do that as they come down, right?
Yeah, we accept donations year-round, but especially now to help pay for the bills. You can go to our website, which is freedomfair.com, and you can make a donation through PayPal. I'm just learning how to do this PayPal stuff, okay. Right? But you can go through PayPal, and you can write a check and mail it to us. And anybody that's coming down today, we have donation buckets scattered out through the waterfront here. You can throw a buck or two in to help us. Because you're asking how much this costs. You know, people don't realize. This is a City Tacoma presented event. Tacoma Events Commission has a contract with the city to produce it. Thank God the city is involved, because all the police protection that's down here today, they pick up the tab. All the garbage cans that you see down here, it's theirs.
Wow.
All the Santa cans, there's a ton of them here. They pay for that. Now, radio stations like you guys, KTAC, or KLAY, 1180, sorry about that.
All right.
That dates me back, right?
We've been called a lot worse than that.
But we have a lot of in-kind sponsors, you know, Como 4 News, Como 4 Radio, Kixie, 1180, sorry,
yeah,
bring
yeah,
them
no,
up.
It's okay.
So we have a cross-section of those, and then we have our, the weekly Volcano, the Tacoma Weekly with John Weimer. I mean, they pick up a lot, probably $20,000-$30,000 with the ads they do for
us. Oh, that's great.
For nothing. You know, they're community based. And so, you know, and you put all that together, we got around $700,000 worth of in-kind support.
Right.
People that are just giving us the opportunity to advertise for us and you know, all the garbage pickup, and I mentioned that. But that's about $750,000 we
right.
had to pay for it. Then cash, put this thing on, it's a little over $200,000.
Beyond that. Right, right. That's
and,
where we need to
yeah. and that's
step
where our,
up to the plate, is it?
Yeah, more? That's where we have a major sponsor, Emerald Queen Casino. But to maybe they cover 10% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you got Geico. They cover about 5%, so that's 15. That tells me I got 85% of that to get. So, and we have the smaller sponsors, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, but it takes a real community effort in through the business community, especially to support this event, because this is their event. This is for the city of Tacoma and the residents and all the businesses and what have you. So we really would really appreciate in the future to have a little more support from the local businesses.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm really glad you pointed out the in-kind sponsorships and contributions, especially from the city. I think a lot of people don't realize that's what's happening. In other words, the city of Tacoma is stepping up to the plate and providing. It takes a lot of security. It takes a lot of trash collection and those kinds of things. And again, people can come down. I know that tonight we just interviewed Jeannie Nacarato, a great close friend of mine and Mike's, and I know Stan was so involved with this for so many years and a big supporter. And tonight the fireworks show is in his honor. But people can actually contribute. If Stan did something nice for you, if he played a role in your life in some way, shape, or form, they can step up to the plate and maybe make a donation in his honor. Is that correct?
Yeah. After he passed away, and Stan was a good friend of mine, too, and we worked together for quite a few years, he helped me raise money for this each year. And so when he passed away, I called Jeannie, and I said, you know, Jeannie, what I'd really like to do this year, I'd like to dedicate the fireworks to Stan. Because unbeknownst to me, and I didn't realize this before I got involved with this organization, he had been the announcer of the fireworks show for over 20 years. I didn't know that until I went to his memorial here a few weeks ago down at the Queen. So I think it's definitely fitting because, that, you know, Stan was a real advocate, really loved the fireworks. Not that he didn't love the rest of it either, but with that beautiful view he had from up by Stadium High School where he lived, I can understand why he loved the fireworks. But, you know, I haven't talked to Jeannie about it, but I think I guess I can make that decision this year that it's going to be dedicated to Stan Nacarato. But I'd like to see that as an every year deal that we dedicate the fireworks to him. I mean, because he brought a lot to this city, not just to help put this thing on, but everything. I was really involved in the Golden Gloves many years ago. I coached the team, so that's where I first met Stan. And we got to be good friends. He helped me raise money for my boxing club way back in the early 80s. So
tonight the fireworks, we will think of Stan as that happens, and if you can put a couple of bucks into the boot or whatever it is, whatever means of doing that, that would be terrific. And I think it would be a wonderful idea to make that a perpetual kind of an honor for Stan. Gary Grape, you are the man. You are the guy that puts this together. We love being part of this. You know, Clay has been part of this for 20 years, but you mentioned that radio station, KTAC. I can remember back in the years. I worked at KTAC back in the 60s, a little bit in the 70s, and back in the 80s. So I recognize that and have been here with them as well. So it's a great event. Congratulations on, number one, what appears to be another great event. Thank you for the work that you do, and hopefully people will volunteer, people will donate, and people will come down.
Thank you very much. Love having you guys. Appreciate you, Bob, and everybody here today. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Gary Grape, there he is, the man that that kind of makes everything fit together with the help of lots and lots of volunteers. Thank you very much. Mr. Michael?
One of our key sponsors we talked to just the other day, and we're going to hear from him again, is Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range. So we're going to go back to the studio. Mick's going to share that with us, and then we'll be back here on Clay Radio, 1180 AM, at Tacoma's Freedom Fair.
Tacoma's Freedom Fair. Everything you remember about the 4th of July and more. Good food, cold beverages, arts and crafts, cruise and car show, kids fun zone, and 7 stages of live music.
Hi, this is Bill Ogden inviting you to join me and Mike Franco on 1180 AM or stop by Les Davis Pier for the air show action, the fireworks, synchronized music, and all the fun of Tacoma's Freedom Fair on the 4th. Check out freedomfair.com and be sure to thank our fine community-minded sponsors.
The Ram Restaurant and Brewery.
The Dayton Company.
Law Offices of David Buffalini.
The Cloverleaf Tavern.
Tacoma Community College.
Patricia and Company.
South Sound Credit Union.
Alderbrook Resort.
Clover Park Technical College.
Dana Rain King Allstate Insurance.
Fence Specialist.
Muckleshoot Casino.
Pacific Grill.
And the Tacoma Events Commission.
Welcome, this is Mike Franco, Radio KLAY 1180 AM, and we're happy to have Brian Borkelt with us. And Brian has not only Freight House Station, but we're really here to talk about Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell me, and let's see, so I always try to find a little bit of commonness in these things. So my gun experience was as a young guy growing up over in Eastern Washington, and to be honest with you, I was a shotgun guy. So we did a lot of bird hunting and so on. Talk to us about your shooting range, which is well established and well known. But what services you provide, what kind of business you do, and then I want to talk about what kind of people come in there. What do you offer?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, like you, I grew up in Nebraska, actually, and it was primarily hunting. You know, so I grew up with a shotgun, pursuing pheasants and hunting deer with a rifle. And then I joined the military and got into the military aspect of weapons. And, then having moved out here into Tacoma in 1986, kind of got introduced into the urban world, you know, where personal defense is more of a common aspect of life than growing up in the country. But, I started Bullseye in 86, really, as a business, in the shooting sports. And then I established the shooting range, in 1993, after when I left the service. And we've been, providing a shooting opportunity for urban folks ever since. And that's really what it is we make, shooting, available and convenient for folks that otherwise wouldn't have access to learn what that's all about.
So when I have a lot of my friends, just so you know, I'm a little bit older, retired from many years at Boeing, and most of my friends have retired relatively comfortably, and some of them go out and blow their money rebuilding 57 Chevys. But a lot of them have really gotten into shooting. Some couple guys I know well who had nothing to do, didn't even hunt when they were young, and they really love it. They're kind of become somewhat limited gun collectors. They love to buy multiple. Of course, great customers are customers who really like your product and they have money, right?
Yeah, you bet.
But there's a lot of people who have different kinds of handguns. Can you talk about the demographics of the people who come in there? I know you take care of everybody, but women, young people, older people, people starting out, veterans, et cetera?
It's literally everybody in our society. But no, when it comes to a demographic, it's really diverse. There's no one, like I said, who's excluded. And it's funny you mentioned Boeing folks. I mean, the engineers in particular. You know, ballistics is fascinating, and being
the aerospace
industry, you know, they're kind of drawn to that and the whole fascination of high speed projectiles and whatnot. But your average shooter, if I was to try to, you know, maybe define that, I guess I can't. 20 years ago, it would have been an older gentleman, you know, middle age perhaps, who was maybe even a reloader and, you know, a hunter and whatnot. But that's all really changed. Now we'll see three generations come in, you know, which is really another good thing about the shooting sports, is it can be enjoyed by three generations at once, unlike, you know, some of the other sports.
Brian, do you provide, you personally or your staff, do you have people there who can provide a little bit of training and education about handling of guns, use of guns, care of guns, things like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, by appointment, because we don't have that on staff and ready to go at a moment's notice. But if someone comes in with no experience or very little experience, the first thing we do is steer them to our training officer, who's an active duty officer, and on the side, that's what he runs a training company. And he runs a curriculum that involves everything from basic beginner, you know, introduction to marksmanship and self-defense, to advanced training.
Brian Borgelt, Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for supporting Clay, 1180, and especially thank you for supporting the Freedom Fair 4th of July celebration. Great to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
My pleasure. And thank you to the Tacoma shooting community. And if anybody's interested in a first-time experience, come on down. We're open 7 days a week.
That is Brian Borgelt. He is owner, operator of Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range down in Tacoma, close to the Tacoma Dome. Get down there and see Brian and his guys. This is Mike Franco, Clay Radio, 1180 AM.
Tacoma's Freedom Fair. Everything you remember about the 4th of July and more. Good food, cold beverages, arts and crafts, cruise and car show, kids fun zone, and 7 stages of live music.
Hi, this is Bill Ogden inviting you to join me and Mike Franco on 1180 AM or stop by Les Davis Pier for the air show action, the fireworks, synchronized music, and all the fun of Tacoma's Freedom Fair on the 4th. Check out freedomfair.com and be sure to thank our fine community-minded sponsors.
The Freedom Foundation.
Pierce College.
Freight House Station.
The Machinist Union, District 751.
Pacific Grill.
Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range.
Bruce Denmeyer for Pierce County Executive.
Eagle Tire and Automotive.
G. Donaldson's.
Goodwill.
Fleet Feet Tacoma.
DeLong's Deluxe.
Ted Brown Music.
The Melting Pot Restaurant. And the Tacoma Events Commission.
Welcome back once again, Clay Radio, Clay AM 1180. We're live from what's better than being dead from the Freedom Fair. Why did I say that? I'm sorry. I have a guest. I'm Bill Ogden, and I have a guest here, and
Jen, you are like one of the, you said you were a Gary Grace minion, is that right?
I pretty much am. I am the assistant director of events, and so whatever Gary tasks me with, I am there to help.
And are you volunteer? Is that kind
of? I'm actually, I work for the Tacoma Events Commission.
Perfect.
The company that actually, or the nonprofit that puts this on, and so I get to come out here, and I, this is my job to put on these events.
Oh, that is kind of a cool job.
You know, coordinating about 125,000 people is always a fun job.
So tell us, Gary talked quite a bit about, you know, what he does and so on and so forth, but in your, from your perspective, what, the thing will end tonight and we'll have a great, fireworks show and all of that. What happens tomorrow?
Cleanup.
Tell us about that. I want to hear about that.
My favorite part. Getting,
you like cleaning up?
No.
Oh.
But I like cleaning up after everybody but myself is what I figured out. But we are really volunteer-driven. So we have a ton of volunteers that come down tomorrow morning and help us clean up 2 miles of Ruston Way. So we all start at one end and go to the other and vice versa. We have the city down here picking up trash. I mean, it's cleaning up after this party. It's a tough one.
A big deal, isn't
it? Yeah.
And I would suspect, conversely, setting up, you know, what happens – you don't set up till the morning, do you?
There's a couple vendors that get set up in the evening before, but for the most part, everything gets set up the day of.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so because we were down here about, 8 o'clock or so.
Did you see the mass chaos going on down here?
Well, you did a great job. You did a great job. And it looks like people are loving it. The weather's just right for it. Not too hot, not too cold. We've got lots of activities going on. And I'm being given this. What that means is we've got to kind of wrap up to hit news, but I'll tell you what. And congratulations on a great job. Thank you for what you do. And let's invite everybody to come on down, all right?
Everybody come down. This is the show in Pierce County and any surrounding area. Best fireworks, best air show, best stages, best music, best people.
Got it. Jen, thank you so much. We love it. Clay Radio, AM 1180, live from Freedom Fair. Thanks for listening.
All come to look for America.